Welcome to 5 Minutes in Church History, hosted by Dr. Stephen Nichols, where we take a little break from the present to go exploring the past. Travel back in time as we look at the people, events, and even the places that have shaped the story of Christianity. This is our story, our family history. Let's get started.
Welcome back to another episode of 5 Minutes in Church History. On this episode, we have our good friend, Dr. Steve Lawson. Dr. Steve Lawson is a teaching fellow here at Ligonier Ministries. He also is director of One Passion Ministries. He is the author of many books. And we are about to give him, I would think, just about any pastor's dream. We're just going to send you off to a deserted island and let you read books.
Is there a golf course on this deserted island?
I'm sure there is a golf course.
Okay, I'm headed there.
Now you're happy. Well, let me give you the ground rules here. This is a different kind of an island. It's already stocked with the works of Augustine, of Luther, of Calvin, and of Edwards.
And Sproul.
Oh, the works of Sproul, of course, are
okay.
There.
Okay.
And we've even added a few others along the way. So, what would be your top five books to take with you to your deserted island?
Well, Stephen, to answer that would probably be the books that have most affected my life, which are the kind of books you want to read again and again and again. That would have to begin with me with A Body of Divinity by Thomas Watson, as he preached through the Westminster Shorter Catechism. And for me, it was the pivotal book that reshifted the landscape of my theological understanding of the Bible. And Watson, being a Puritan, writes in such an engaging way with
yes.
pithy metaphors and tightly worded sentences and so many scriptural allusions and citations that for me, that was the game changer that gave me a Godward orientation. In fact, just reading the table of contents, there was more of God in just the table of contents than in a lot of Christian books.
Oh, that's great. That's a great first choice. So number two?
Number two, I then struggled with, well, then why do I preach? Why do I evangelize? If God is sovereign.
And you hear that question a lot.
You do. And if you're thinking, you ask that question. And I wrestled with that. And then I picked up the 2-volume on George Whitefield by Arnold Dallimore. And I got on the back of a horse with Whitefield, and I rode with him. And I saw that the Calvinist evangelist is the strongest preacher in the world and have a high theology and then a red-hot, fervent passion to reach people with the gospel. It comes together like gas and fire, and there's an explosion.
So we've got a theology book. We've got a biography. What's your third choice?
The third would be I then began to pay a price for preaching this truth and began to receive pushback and resistance to reform.
Like Whitefield did.
Yeah, like Whitefield did, exactly. And so I picked up and read Forgotten Spurgeon by Ian Murray, and I saw that Spurgeon paid an enormous price for preaching the doctrines of grace. And I realized, all right, I'm in good company.
It was a good encouragement in that, isn't it?
It was a huge encouragement. And so that affirmed that as I preach this, just because there's resistance does not mean I'm preaching the wrong message, that there will always be persecution when the truth is preached and it stirs controversy, i.e. the Reformation.
Yes, that's right. So number four.
Number four would be I needed to know more of God. And I picked up A.W. Pink's book, The Attributes of God. Very simple, easy-to-read book, but it was just so saturated with a high view of God that it just elevated my own devotional life and my own worldview, Christian worldview, to see everything through the template or through the lens of the attributes of God. Dr. Sproul said theology proper is really the lens through which we see every other area of theology and really all of life. The last book would be I needed to learn how to preach. I needed to know what to say and how to say it. So I began to buy individual years in Spurgeon's life of his sermons. It's a 63-volume set.
That's cheating a little bit that your last one is 63 volumes, but we'll let it go.
That's okay. I need grace. I need a lot of grace.
Well, that's great. I think you've got plenty of reading for you. We will just leave you in peace with your books.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thanks for joining us, and I hope you enjoy your time on your deserted island. I'm Steve Nichols. Thanks for joining us for 5 Minutes in Church History.